When the Jaguars started the season, there was great concern with the defensive backfield because they just absolutely cleaned house and brought in a lot of new faces through the draft and also were able to get some guys in free agency. But one guy that David Caldwell got off the street that did a tremendous job was Will Blackman. And Will Blackman combined with Dwayne Grotz and then also Jonathan Cyprien did a tremendous job. Let's start with Will Blackman. Will Blackman's lined up on the slot. He's the nickel. He's going to be the blitzer coming off of the edge. And this really started it all for the Jaguars in the second half of the season. This is Will Blackman's quadfecta. It slammed the door for the first victory of the season at Tennessee. A tremendous job by Will. Sack, strip, caused fumble, recovered fumble, touchdown. That is an absolute dream play. Will Blackman had to start with the high ankle injury to Dwayne Grotz. And here he is at the top of the screen against one of the burners for the St. Louis Rams. Their wide receivers have maybe some of the best deep speed in the National Football League. I like the way that Will Blackman never panics on this. He knows that he's a couple steps behind. He tracks the ball and knocks it down. Great pass defense. And there's a lot of corners in the National Football League that don't like to play the physical game. But Will Blackman is not afraid. This is a third down play at Denver. Blackman's the left corner. And when he drops back into his coverage, he realizes where the first down stripe is, comes up, reacts, and makes a physical play, ending the drive for the Broncos. At home against Indianapolis, Will Blackman had two interceptions in this game. One of them was negated because of a penalty. I love this one. This is the one that was not negated because watch the adjustment that he has to make on the ball. This is a big-time athletic play for Will Blackman. Huge play for the defense. Jonathan Cyprien also had a tremendous season. The second-round pick, if the draft were redone, he probably would end up being a first-round pick. And what I liked about this play was the adjustment. Most young safeties can't come off of making the hit and adjust on the ball. Cyprien adjusts to the ball, shows good ball skills, making the catch, and a nice return on his first career interception. Jonathan Cyprien excels when he's in the box area, and this time he comes on the blitz. Marshawn Lynch goes to pick him up. Nice pass rush move. Great closing speed on Russell Wilson, and most young players, again, would not think about going for the strip. But great awareness by Jonathan Cyprien. This was the last game of the season against Indianapolis, and the Colts are trying to hit Kobe Fleener in the seam. And Cyprien's a deep half player. Great closing speed to get to Fleener. But even better, when you get there, don't end up getting a penalty for an illegal hit. He goes for the rake of the arms to prohibit Fleener from making the catch. That's a big-time play. Remember I talked about how he excels in the box? This is against Tennessee at home, where the Tennessee Titans are looking to close out the game with a 4-minute drill. He's lined up as a linebacker. He beats the guard to the point, knifing into the backfield and making a real strong tackle on Sean Green, giving the Jaguars an opportunity at the ball again. My favorite play of the year, bar none, was this play against Houston. When the tight end backs off, Cyprien is in man coverage. He has to follow him. And the Houston Texans are looking to get that tight end from underneath the formation, across the formation, but Cyprien has the awareness. First of all, he identifies the play, and when he identifies the play, you've got to pick a clean way to get there. And he does that, avoiding the linebackers and crossing the field, and then the quarterback has no other option but to just throw it away. Great play by John Cyprien. I've got to admit, prior to the season, I was extremely nervous about the defensive backfield, but with the development of Dwayne Grotz and John Cyprien, also the performance of key veterans like Will Blackman and also Alan Ball, this unit played well and they got better throughout the year. And I'm excited about what they're going to be able to do next year.